Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel where we break down stocks like we're chatting over coffee about where your money could really grow. Today we're diving deep into Lennar Corporation, ticker LN, one of the biggest names in U.S. home building. Lennar has been busy navigating a housing market that's felt pretty choppy lately, with affordability issues and cautious buyers still in the mix. Yet the company keeps pushing on operational improvements that could set it up nicely when conditions ease. Founded back in 1954 and headquartered in Miami, Lennar builds everything from entry-level homes to luxury and active adult communities across the East, Central, and West regions. It also has fingers in multifamily, financial services, and other ventures, giving it a diversified footprint that goes beyond just slapping up single-family houses. With over 13,000 employees and a market cap sitting near $22 billion, this is a serious player in the residential construction space. Looking at the revenue picture, home building still dominates. In the most recent fiscal year, the East region brought in about $7 billion, the West nearly $12 billion, and Central around $7.8 billion. On top of that, you've got the financial services arm contributing roughly $1.2 billion and multifamily adding another $750 million. That mix shows Lennar isn't putting all its eggs in one regional basket, which helps smooth out some of the housing cycle bumps. On the earnings front, things have cooled from the pandemic highs. Full year 2025 net income landed at about $2.1 billion, or $7.98 per share, down from the prior year's $3.9 billion and $14.31. Gross margins compressed as well, reflecting higher incentives and cost pressures, but management has been vocal about cycle time improvements and tighter inventory management to get margins back on track. In the latest earnings discussion, leadership highlighted how dialing back incentives, speeding up build times, and keeping land positions disciplined should support margin recovery, even while affordability remains tough. They're also leaning on technology and strategic land use to stay competitive, which lines up with the operational tweaks we've seen in the numbers. The balance sheet remains solid, with a current ratio over 4.5, plenty of liquidity to ride out slower periods. Debt to equity sits at a comfortable 0.29, and free cash flow has been positive, though it fluctuated with land spending. Return on equity came in around 7.4% recently, which is modest, but typical for a cyclical business working through softer demand. For valuation, we're using an EV/EBITDA approach that fits a cyclical home builder well, with forward PE as a supporting check. The model carries high confidence because the inputs line up with industry norms and the company's own forward estimates look reasonable. Current price is hovering around $90, while the model puts fair value in that same neighborhood, roughly $90. What's driving the number are normalized multiples that account for margin pressure in a down cycle, steady free cash flow generation, and an asset-light shift that should help returns over time. A couple of percentage points of upside or downside could swing quickly if housing demand picks up or stays muted longer than expected. On the strength side, Lennar's massive delivery volume and execution capabilities stand out, along with a healthy balance sheet and diversified revenue streams. Weaknesses include heavy exposure to the housing cycle and recent margin compression. Opportunities lie in potential policy support for new home construction and continued efficiency gains. Threats range from stubborn high interest rates to any earnings revisions that could pressure the multiple. Over the past year, the stock has pulled back about 16%, lagging a bit behind broader market moves, but still within the normal range for a cyclical name. Shorter-term windows show some resilience, with a positive 8% month recently, suggesting the market is starting to price in stabilization. My take is that Lennar looks fairly valued right now at these levels. The business is executing well operationally, and the balance sheet gives it room to maneuver, but the housing market still needs a real affordability break before we see sustained upside. I like the setup for patient investors who can handle the cycle, yet I'd wait for either a clearer demand rebound or a dip that widens the gap below our rough fair value zone before getting aggressive. Remember, These model outputs move around when assumptions shift, so always size positions accordingly. That's the full picture on Lennar for today. Drop your thoughts in the comments, hit subscribe if you want more of these deep dives, and we'll catch you in the next one.